This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for May 17th through to May 23rd, 2008. As the Palestinian Investment Conference concluded this week in the West Bank, Israeli army attacks on Gaza left 18 Palestinians dead. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. We begin our weekly report with the nonviolent actions in the West Bank. The IMEMC's George Rishmawi has the details.
Villagers from Bilayin, near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, supported by international and Israeli peace activists, conducted their weekly nonviolent protests on Friday midday against the illegal Israeli wall built on the village's land. Protesters carried banners demanding the removal of the Israeli wall and the settlements. As is the case each week, the protests started after the midday Friday prayers. Villagers from Bilayin, along with Israeli and international peace activists, marched towards the location of the wall which is separating the village from its land. Immediately after the protest reached the gate of the wall, soldiers showered the protesters with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Three protesters were injured by the Israeli army fire. A smaller protest took place in the village of Salamona near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Local sources told IMEMC that a group of 70 villagers, internationals and Israelis protested the settlers' road, which is located near the village. Israeli soldiers attacked the civilian protesters. No injuries were reported, but Israeli police arrested 10 Israeli activists and released them after a short time. For IMEMC.org, this is George Rishmawi.
Representatives of Palestinian factions in Gaza, involving the ruling Hamas party, returned back from Cairo on Thursday after completing a new round of ceasefire talks with Egyptian mediators. This and more with the IMEMC's Mary Smith.
Halil Alhaya, a Hamas leader who attended the Cairo meetings, told reporters on Thursday that the factions heard the Israeli response to last month's ceasefire initiative and that the Palestinian representatives responded. Alhaya said that currently the ceasefire offer cannot be implemented as the representatives are committed to the demand that Israel should lift the Gaza blockade and halt military attacks on Gaza. Israeli officials who met with Egyptian mediators last week reiterated their demands that Hamas should release the captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit and that Egypt should ensure the halt of arms smuggling from its territories into the Gaza Strip, where Hamas has held power since June of last year. Hamas, along with representatives of 11 other factions, emphasized that any truce deal should be separate from the Shalit case and that this should be sorted out in the framework of a prisoners' exchange deal between Israel and Palestinians. Negotiations on such a deal have been deadlocked for the past several months. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas expressed his hope that the current truce talks will result in calm in the region, saying that initial responses were not encouraging and urging the Egyptians to exert more effort towards achieving progress. Abbas was speaking after a meeting with French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner in Ramallah. Earlier this week, U.S. President George W. Bush stated that he believes that peace is possible by the end of this year, in light of his 2002 vision of a two-state solution. However, according to Palestinian officials, so far no progress has been achieved in the Palestinian-Israeli talks. In related news, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is facing a series of charges, including bribery, which, according to analysts, will limit his ability to forge any agreement soon. On the other hand, Olmert said this week that he believes that Israel is ready to undertake peace talks with Syria and the Palestinians simultaneously. And finally, the Palestine Investment Conference was held in Bethlehem this week from May 21st to the 23rd. Over 1,200 Palestinian, Arab, Israeli, and international investors took place in the conference, which saw around $2 billion worth of contracts negotiated. The conference was open on Wednesday under the slogan "Palestine is open for business" and was kicked off by speeches from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, his Prime Minister Salim Fayyad, and Tony Blair, the Quartet's special envoy to the Middle East. Among the participants was an American delegation sent by President Bush, who pledged that this year the USA will provide over $500 million in assistance to the Palestinians. However, many Palestinians were also critical of the conference. Some conference participants have stated that no economic development will succeed while the Israeli occupation is still ongoing. As Raya Jatul, a Jordanian businessman, explains,
"Investment without ending the occupation is hard. All the investments of before failed because of the occupation. You cannot export or import. Nothing will work with the occupation."
For IMEMC.org, this is Mary Smith.
This week, Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip have left 18 Palestinians dead. Among them were several children. We'll go now to the IMEMC's Rami Al-Maghari reporting from Gaza.
Palestinian sources reported that the Israeli army killed on a Friday 5 Palestinian fighters and kidnapped 25 civilians during 2 invasions targeting the southern and central parts of the Gaza Strip. Al-Qassam Brigade said that the 3 of the brigade's fighters were killed during an army attack targeting the Khan Yunis and Rafah areas in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. In the meantime, during another invasion targeting areas in the central Gaza Strip, Israeli tanks and bulldozers destroyed Palestinian-owned farmland. Before leaving, Israeli troops clashed with local resistance fighters and killed 2 of them from the Islamic Jihad. Residents in the central Gaza Strip said that during the Israeli attack there that lasted for several hours, Israeli troops kidnapped 20 civilians and took them to unknown locations. On Thursday, Israeli forces turned over to Egyptian authorities the body of a man they claimed was shot while attempting to cross the Egypt-Israel border illegally. The man was a Bedouin, part of a group of indigenous nomadic shepherds. On Thursday afternoon, 1 Palestinian civilian was killed and 14 others injured when Israeli troops opened fire during a peaceful demonstration at the Al-Muntar crossing point in the eastern part of the Gaza Strip. Medical sources identified the dead man as Abdel Karim Ahel, 24. Medics also said that the 3 of the wounded are in a critical condition. The demonstration's participants were protesting the 11th-month Israeli siege of the Gaza Strip. This week, Palestinian doctors in Gaza said that 4 patients died due to the siege. All 4 tried to leave the coastal enclave for medical care, but were prevented by the army. The death of those 4 patients in Gaza this week raises the number of patients who died due to the ongoing siege to 160, including several children. 2 Palestinian resistance groups have carried out a suicide attack at the Erez border crossing at the northern border between Gaza and Israel on Thursday morning. A truck loaded with explosives was driving by a Palestinian to the crossing where the man blew it up with himself inside. The Al-Aqsa Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah, along with the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad, claimed responsibility for the attack. Israeli sources said there were no Israelis injured. In a separate attack on Thursday morning in the central Gaza Strip, a Palestinian farmer was killed after Israeli troops opened fire while he and other farmers were working in the fields. Palestinian sources in the Gaza Strip reported that 5 Palestinians, including 1 child, were killed in separate Israeli attacks in the Strip on Tuesday. Medical sources reported that a child and a farmer were killed and 2 other Palestinians were wounded when the army shelled several areas, including houses and farmlands, in the northern and central parts of the Gaza Strip. The rest of fatalities on Tuesday took place during several air strikes and tanks shelling, targeting different areas of the Palestinian coastal region. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza.
One Palestinian youth was killed and at least 40 others were kidnapped during army attacks this week in the West Bank. The IMEMC's Jay Sheridan has the story.
Israeli troops manning the Hawara checkpoint located in the northern part of the West Bank killed a young Palestinian man and then prevented ambulances from reaching him. The army claimed that a Palestinian in his 20s approached the checkpoint, was, quote, playing with his clothes, and refused to adhere to soldiers' order to stop. Witnesses said that soldiers could have stopped the youth without killing him. On Thursday night, a Palestinian taxi driver was shot in the head and critically wounded by an Israeli security guard who said that the driver refused to stop on command. The taxi driver, a Palestinian citizen of Israel, was driving an Israeli soldier and a teenage Israeli girl to a Jewish girls' school inside the settlement of Dolef when the security guard for the school stepped in front of the car and demanded that he stop. When the driver didn't immediately stop, the security guard shot him in the head. Earlier on Thursday, 1 Palestinian student and 1 teacher were injured when Israeli settlers attacked a Palestinian school located in the old part of the southern West Bank city of Hebron. On Wednesday, bulldozers belonging to the Jerusalem municipality demolished a number of flats that belonged to 2 residents in the Arab Al-Tor neighborhood in East Jerusalem. The Israeli authorities also handed home demolition notices to 22 residents of Jerusalem. The municipality claims that those homes have been built without a required license. Such licenses have never been given to Palestinians since Israel occupied Jerusalem in 1967. Also this week, the Israeli army conducted at least 27 military invasions into Palestinian Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During those attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped 40 Palestinian civilians, including 11 children. With this week's kidnappings, the number of Palestinian civilians arrested by the Israeli army since the beginning of 2008 now stands at 1,183. For IMEMC.org, this is Jay Sheridan.
That's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check our website, www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report was brought to you by Hassan Banura and Aaron Lakoff.